So what metropolis method effectively does is it's a little like the accept-reject method, and in fact it's technically essentially the same. And what it's trying to do is it's trying to accept points where P of X is small very rarely. So it assumes that you're at some point here called X sub T. X sub I, and you're trying to find another point X sub J which is a sensible point. Now you have to be a little careful, because you're not allowed to say, well, I don't like points where the integrand is too small, and we just won't bother to use them, because if you do that, as you run over your space, you'll get biased. Because you need to have a methodology that is guaranteed to do a true integral. I mean, it samples all the points in the space, except that it samples the points where the integrand is big more often. So you need an unbiased method, but a method that does correct importance sampling. So what metropolis method does, it just puts a penalty, which is the correct penalty, namely proportional to the probability, in the cases where the integrand is small. And so what it does is it says, think of a new point which is near the point you started with, and it must be near, because if you go far away from that point, you're essentially bound to end in a valley where the function is P of X is small. And there is a and then you use your physical intuition. I explained how any computational problem requires intuition. There's always a natural physical intuition as to what the step size is, how far you're allowed to go when you would be expected not to leave the ridge. And then you look at that point and you say, well, let me look at the probability of this point. Well, if the probability is bigger than where I am, that's just great. We are getting better. We're going to a more popular part of the space. So we'll just accept it. If it's less than the probability of the point is less than that of the current point, then we'll just accept it. We will accept it, but with a probability that's just the ratio of the probability of this point compared to the probability of the original point. And that's the same as the accept-reject method, because what it's using is that when I do Monte Carlo integrals and I'm choosing points, I can always do the following nifty idea. I can either have a point and give it a particular weight, namely the correct weight, or I can choose it with a probability which is the ratio of that weight to the sort of normalizing weight. So what we do when we have something of small probability, namely when the probability is going down, we only accept it with this ratio of the new probability compared to the probability of where we are. So this is, if you like, so this is a method which encourages us to go uphill and discourages us to go downhill, but the discouragements that got the correct weighting to ensure that we do the integrals correctly. So that's sort of the physical, if you like, the intuitive reason for metropolis method to work. And on the